Hello.
Oh, hi, good morning. It's Rodmir from Family First. I'm returning a call from December.
Yes, hi. This is Teresa Odungaru. I don't know what the heck is going on right now.
What happened?
We applied for unemployment.
I texted that. I was just also checking in about that.
Okay.
Mainly, I know that you are having, if I'm not wrong, Miss Exum, right? Lady last name's Exum. Biona.
Correct.
Biona.
Biona.
Okay, so at the time that I did text you about her process, he was being onboarded. Let me see something else. But in the meantime that I'm checking on that part, Maurice just filled out for unemployment, so mostly our HR department tries to check in to see what's going on, because, I mean, they may have many different reasons on why they do apply for that, and as a company, we would just like to know if he would like to be offered, I mean, if Maurice would like to be offered another case different than yours in his area or something. I don't know, I'm just checking.
No, that's why I'm calling you, because, like, I'm just now talking to him, and I'm like, I had enough. He already stole my medication this week. I'm tired. I am tired. That's why I've been trying to get another aid. I can't live like this.
Yeah,
I
have been a long time. Yeah.
No, I'm being honest, and I'm like sticking it out because it's like nobody else. But he comes and goes as he please, and then it's like he's like, oh, now, bitch, I got you, and no, please. Can y'all just please just give me the honor and just let this boy, he said he's not coming back today. So I'm about to clock him out. And he got my medications, and I don't even know what to say.
Okay. Do you have any other line that I could possibly reach out to Maurice? Because the only number I have is the one that I normally text you. The line that
right.
texts you about the unemployment.
Because he doesn't have a phone, and this is the other phone that I have.
I get it now.
Yeah.
But do you know if he's mainly looking for another job right now? Do you have any idea about that?
No, I don't know. I don't want to do that. Mister, I am on oxycodone 30 milligrams, and he stole the rest of my medication. No, don't send him to nobody else's house.
Yeah, you don't need that stress.
That's my own flesh, and nobody needs it. Nobody. And that's what I've been trying to explain to you for over 2 months. He's back on drugs. I gave him a chance. It doesn't work. Money is missing, different things and all kind of different stuff. No. And he's trying his best to get money from all different kind of angles. The little lies he's telling and everything. I give this man his money and everything. I just put him out my house. Look, enough is enough.
And have you had any contact with Biona recently?
Biona lives across the street. That's my niece, yes.
Yeah, because you know that time that I texted you about that, she hasn't responded to Tamiri. Tamiri is the lady that's in charge of onboarding.
Okay, so who does she need to speak with?
Tamiri. She has the number. Actually, she must have the number because she's the one reaching out to complete her paperwork, you know?
But she said she completed everything. Everything is done, she said.
There's an in-service training that she has not completed. That's like the latest note that I have from Tamiri.
What's the in-service training?
I'm not sure what it is, but it's like, I don't know, some training for caregivers, I guess. So just let her know to check in with Tamiri. She will tell her, okay, that you're missing this and this and this, or like, this is what you have to be ready to go.
All right, so I don't have no aid for tomorrow or the next day.
Okay, let me see your area. You're in Philly. Okay. So let me just get something from you. You will need someone still from 8 to 5, right? As usual, right?
Yes.
Okay. So can you please briefly name, I mean, what the duties are that you need help with? I mean, just like to find you someone. It should be preferably a male or a female.
I would prefer... It don't even matter. I mean, I prefer a female, really. But,
okay, female is good. Okay. And what are the duties that they need to do for you? Like, what's the care that you need?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm really trying to step up. It's like help to the bathrooms and different things like that. Light cleaning and stuff like that. To eat.
You have mobility issues?
Yes.
Okay. Do you need someone to help you with laundry as well?
Yes.
Cooking?
Definitely, yes. Yes.
And does this person also need to help you go on errands or something? Help you go to appointments?
Not this week, no. I don't have anything this week.
Not this week, okay.
Right,
but,
so hopefully
but
by Monday, Diana will be finished.
Mm-hmm. But as a regular basis, errands, you don't need to, like, to go in shopping or anything, right?
Just probably the corner store, but nothing crazy. Food gets delivered.
Okay, you're in a good area, so we are going to work on finding you a temporary aid to work at least until Biona is ready to work. And yeah, we'll keep us posted. Okay, you have my number, and when you get a chance, please contact Biona and let her know, hey, Rodney told me that Tamiri is the one helping you with the process, so please reach out to Tamiri so she tells you what you are missing or what's needed for you to be ready, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we keep our stuff posted. This is Teresa, and I appreciate you reaching back to me, okay? All
right.
All right. Have a good one. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.